Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. You know, one of the things I really enjoy is observing human behavior. I love people watching, okay? And I know it seems like I talk a lot. I do talk a lot, but I really enjoy sitting back and listening, just paying attention and observing human behavior. Because I believe if you pay close enough attention, you can learn a lot about the world around you. You can learn a lot about the people around you. You can learn a lot about yourself and your family and your life just by simply observing other people. And what I've observed is that more than anything else, what I desire is what I've observed about other people that has led to a revelation about myself. What I desire out of this life is wisdom. Truly. At the end of my life, I want people to say that he was a wise man, that he lived his life in wisdom. I see so many people live out their lives in vanity. I see so many people live out their lives with some foolishness. I see so many people live out their lives with comparison. I see so many people live out their lives just trying to get to the next thing and hustle and grind. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's these people who aren't doing really much of anything and aren't, you know, putting the right foot forward or aren't making any plans and aren't, you know, just expecting everything to kind of happen in a certain way. And I believe that we have the ability, for those of us who are people of faith, to join God in what he's doing. So that means that there's an active part on our end, that there is something active that we have to do as we join God. There are things that are to be done. And I feel like I've just observed people who lack wisdom and people who operate in complacency. And I'm one of those people. So it's catch 22. I want to be called wise. I want to be considered wise, but I often find myself in a place where I am living out foolishness and where I'm being complacent. Like every once in a while, I get to a point where I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to live in this. I'm going to live. This is the best that I can experience. A lot of this happens very particularly, not so much in work for me, but in my relationship with God. Of like, this is good. What I have right now is good. Like, I'm fine right here. Can I just be honest about that? That like, have you ever found yourself in a position where you're like, I'm good with God right now. And this is about as good as I'm willing to go. I don't want to do nothing hard. I don't want to fast. I don't want to pray. I don't want to pray anymore, you know, than I am. I don't want to read my Bible anymore than I am. I don't want to do any of these things anymore than I am. Right now, I'm just good. And I believe that that is just a complacent spirit that I often embrace and have to remind myself and have to use the word of God to remind myself of what's true. Because here's what I know to be true. It's literally what King Solomon said. He said, "For simpletons turn away from me to death." He's not talking about himself. He's talking about wisdom. "For simpletons turn away from wisdom to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency." It is my complacency that will lead me straight into a place in which I don't want to go. It is our complacency that will lead us exactly where we don't want to be. We got to keep moving forward. We got to keep moving forward with wisdom in tow. We got to allow wisdom to lead us and to guide us. We got to go to wisdom because we know that the opposite of wisdom is foolishness, and foolishness ultimately leads to death. Maybe not a physical death. It could, though. Foolishness could lead you to do some silly things. But foolishness will ultimately lead you to the death of opportunity, the death of certain experiences, the death of relationships. Wisdom is what we need. And at the end of my life, I just want people to say that he was a wise man that didn't get complacent. He never got comfortable with where he was, but he wanted to continue to press toward the mark that had been set for him. That's all I want to be said for me. How about you? What would it look like for you today to embrace wisdom? Maybe that means that you're choosing what you know to be right in your life, choosing what you see in your life that aligns with scripture, that aligns with God, instead of choosing what you want to do. Maybe that's a step toward wisdom for you today. Maybe that's listening a little bit more than you are talking. Maybe that's choosing to be more kind and more loving in your relationships with people than the way you normally treat them. Maybe that's a way in which you can embrace wisdom today. Maybe, like we talked about in the last episode, you can make a plan instead of following your own plan, or instead of not making a plan at all, excuse me. Maybe you could actually create the budget instead of hoping and wishing that everything's gonna come together. Like, maybe you can exercise wisdom, and wisdom comes from God. And here's what I know about God. If you ask him for wisdom, he'll give it to you. If any of you lacks wisdom, ask for it. That's literally what the word says. If you lack wisdom, ask for it. So literally today, how about you, just as a practical next step, before you write the business plan, before you create the budget, before you start treating people better, how about you just start here? Ask God for wisdom. God, would you give me wisdom? Would you lead me with wisdom? Lead me into wisdom. Help me to make better decisions by the power of your spirit. Give me wisdom. And while you're praying that prayer, maybe you pray one like this: and don't allow me to get comfortable in my foolishness. God, give me wisdom, and don't allow me to get comfortable in my foolishness. Don't allow me to be complacent. What does it look like for you today to embrace wisdom and reject complacency? What does it look like for you today to take a moment to even just observe the people around you? Observe human behavior around you. And then make a calculated analysis of, you know what? There are some things that I'm seeing that frustrate me that I don't think I want to emulate. And so in these areas where I see some things that are very frustrating to me and very against what I believe and very against what I see in scripture and very against, the spirit of God, those things that I see in people around me and folks around me, not that you're making a comparison, please don't mishear me, but these things that I see that I exhibit, the folly that I also do in my life that I see in other people, I want to start today by replacing those areas of folly with wisdom. So if it's in my finances and I'm acting wild, I'm acting foolish, I want wisdom to come into that. If it's in my relationships and I'm acting wild and I'm acting foolish, I want wisdom to come into that. And if it's in my relationship with God and I'm acting wild and I'm acting foolish, or I've gotten complacent, I want to replace that with wisdom. I want to embrace wisdom and reject complacency. What would it look like if you did that today? Listen, I really hope that this encouraged you today, and we'll talk soon.